the cast.
It's amazing to be young. The current song from Fontaines DC, who with 4.7 million monthly listens on Spotify are one of the country's most popular acts there. The music streamer has said it paid out more than 9.2 billion euro last year. The numbers published this week show that globally a relatively small number of musicians receive a large share of the cash, with about 70 artists getting at least 9 million euro each. Now, those figures come amid a continuing debate about how much money artists and songwriters receive in royalties, with many finding it impossible to make a living. Victor Finn is the chief executive of the Irish music rights organisation IMRO. I asked him if the streaming payment system had improved.
I suppose the key takeaways from the report are the enjoyment of recorded music continues to grow worldwide, and that's positive in an overall sense. Streaming services, not just Spotify, they do allow access to the entire world's music in the palm of your hand. I think the issues around the payments, it highlights how it's commonplace now for independent artists and new artists to record and produce their own albums and release them directly onto streaming services for effectively what is a worldwide release. However, such ease of access creates its own challenges. We need to realise there's 100,000 new releases plus going up on Spotify and streaming services daily. The choice for music fans has never been wider. But if you're a new artist, obviously it's very difficult to get traction for new songs and to be noticed on the streaming services playlists. There's far more competition in releasing your own material.
How does the system work? I mean, say someone puts music online and over the course of a year, that music gets a million streams. How are they paid?
In general, streaming services across the board pay in or around 70% of their total revenue to rights holders. These rights holders include artists, the record labels, the songwriters, their publishers and their producers. The exact amount an artist or songwriter will receive obviously will depend on the contract with the label they have, the number of streams garnered, whether they have also written a song as well as performed a song, and also independent artists not on a record label may well have different arrangements, often negotiating either directly with Spotify or through their distributors. So there's not one size fits all for everyone.
Mm-hmm. As you say, Spotify's argument when they're criticised for not paying enough is that the record labels and publishers ultimately control how much money goes to an artist or a band. Is that a fair point?
Listen, Spotify do share the income. 70% of streaming services income goes to rights holders. That's split between the record label, the publishers and the songwriters share. But that does depend on the contractual relationships between those parties in each case. It's still the difficulty with streaming is you do have access to the global market. However, the competition is really, really strong given the numbers involved. So it's still, unfortunately, all about the traditional things like building your fan base through live gigs and honing live performance. And in Ireland still, radio is a very strong avenue for the discovery of new music, so it shouldn't be ignored. Obviously, social media, we all have access to social media and the PR and marketing, and that is still accessible to all. And also the playlists on streaming services. But it is very, very competitive market, given the numbers of new releases on a daily basis on streaming services.
Has it become more difficult then to make a living from music?
For new entrants into the market, it undoubtedly has become far more difficult to gain traction for new music.
And that was Victor Finn of IMRO.